strength when I am weak. You're the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Amen. Worthy is your name, O Lord. Thank you, Dan. Would you please stand with us for the hearing and the reading of this morning's gospel message that comes to us from the Gospel of John, the second chapter, verses 13 through 22. Hear these words. Now, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold the doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my Father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that is written, "Zeal for the house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. And after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. And so ends this, the reading of his holy word, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to be seated. And I invite you to pray along with me, please. God of light and God of love, God of grace and God of glory, We give you thanks always and every way for the gift of life we have in you. We give you thanks for your holy word, for you are the living word, and you make your word come true in all of us. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that opens up your words to our hearts and our minds. And we ask that you would take all the words that we have heard today from the scriptures that were read, emblazon them onto each and every one of our hearts, that we might be transformed by these words through the gift of your Spirit, and that we might be and become the people that you intend us to be, people of hope, people of light, people of love, and people who change the world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight. For this in Jesus' precious name we pray these things. Amen. Well, I don't know if you all know this, but I'm not a native Pittsburgher. Did you know that? In fact, I'm from New England, and I've been here for many years now. 1978, Dottie and I moved to Pittsburgh. Dottie is a Pittsburgh girl. She's a Yinzer. She grew up on the north side of Pittsburgh, and we got married. And we got married in New England, but we came here a year after we were married, and we moved here August the 14th of 1978. So I've been here for wonderful things here, Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowls. I've been here for a World Series. I've been here for all kinds of things. And when I first moved here to Pittsburgh, I worked for Dottie's brother's firm. It was called Pittsburgh Crane and Hoist. And we had a business down in McKees Rocks where we manufactured overhead cranes for industrial use. And Dottie and I, when we moved in, we moved out into the Coriopolis area, out by the airport. We were there in Forest Glen Apartments. And it was really a nice apartment, and every day I had to drive into McKees Rocks. And so I would drive down the road towards the river, and I would go across the Sewickley Bridge. Do you remember the Sewickley Bridge? I don't mean the Sewickley Bridge that exists now, but the original Sewickley Bridge. And every day I would go across that bridge, and I heard rumors that that bridge was falling apart. And then one day they announced that they were going to shut the bridge down, and in fact they shut the bridge down, and I couldn't get that way from here. You know what I mean? In Pittsburgh, when they shut down the bridge, you got to change your whole life, right? Because we have bridges everywhere. And so I found a new way. I found a new way to go to work, and so I would go across Coriopolis City and get to the end of Neville Island, cross that bridge, drive through Neville Island, cross that bridge, and then get into McKees Rocks, and I went that way for a good while. And then one day, they decided to close the bridge at the end of Neville Island. So I had to find another way to work. Bridges. Why am I talking about bridges? Why am I talking about ways to get places? Well, Jesus is at the temple, and he's distraught. And you heard Holly talk about it. You know, they had turned that temple into a marketplace. Now, in fairness to the Jews of the day, when you go to Passover, you had to bring sacrifices. You had to bring lambs, the unblemished lamb. You know, and they traveled great distances, and they couldn't just take their animals with them because maybe they wouldn't be unblemished by the time they get to, you know. And when people would go to the temple for sacrifices, whether it be a turtle dove, whether it be, you know, whatever the animal might be, they would go and they would exchange monies for sacrificial animals, and then the priest would take those animals on their behalf and would sacrifice them to the Lord for the forgiveness of their sins. And they then would be able to worship, that God then would be able to hear their prayers. And so it wasn't so bad that they had money lenders and that kind of thing, but, well, how do I put this? Anyone ever go to, like, Heinz Field, PNC Park, to buy a hot dog? Would you go to that place to buy a hot dog? You know the cost that they charge for that kind of thing? That's what was happening at the temple. There was extortion going on because they had a captured marketplace, and you couldn't just go up there and buy a lamb for the appropriate price. No, it was exorbitant charges, and Jesus was outraged by this. You have turned my Father's house into a den of robbers and thieves. It needs to be a house of prayer. It needs to be where you are devoted to your God. So the temple in Jerusalem was the Israelites' way to God. It was a bridge, if you will. It was the way that they were able to worship their God and be forgiven of their sins and live their lives holy as God would intend them to live. So Jesus is there at the temple. He's turning over these things. And you hear what they said? Give us a sign that you have this authority. Give us a sign. Tom read in the first reading from Corinthians, he talked about that the Jews were looking for signs and the Greeks were looking for wisdom. The Greeks were looking for wisdom and the Jews were looking for signs. And what Paul was saying is foolishness of the cross is the wisdom of the world. And yet the people who think they're wise and the people who are looking for signs, they won't see it. They just can't comprehend it. It's foolishness to them. And yet to the very Jews that the cross was offered and to the very Greeks that the cross was offered, if they accepted it, they were saved by that, and it made sense to them. Jesus was the way. He was the truth. And Jesus is the life, and he is the way for us to get to God. He is God. He's God in the flesh, and he's the Son of God, and he is also the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He's the perfect sacrifice. No money needed. The cost has already been paid for. And so he's talking there. They want to know a sign. He says, tear this temple down. Tear this temple down. And in 3 days, I will build it up again. You know, I was saying that we had this business in McKees Rocks, and we decided with all the bridges and the places being closed down and you can't get there from here and everything, we decided to make it easy upon ourselves. So we decided to bring our business to the other side of the river into Bellevue, and we bought a building, 4200 Ohio River Boulevard, and we set up our offices there. Now, we couldn't build cranes there. We still had our manufacturing across the river in McKees Rocks, and we would have to cross the McKees Rocks Bridge to get to that. But we had access to downtown from our place at 4200 Ohio River Boulevard, and we could get into the city in like 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Even with traffic, it would take maybe 12 to 13 minutes to get into the city. But my brother-in-law's decided they wanted to be even closer to the city. They wanted to be closer to their accounts and closer to their lawyers and things like that. And so they decided when Station Square went into existence, that they would purchase a condominium, business condominium, in that place. And so we were in the process of doing that, but first we needed to sell our building in Bellevue. And so we had a buyer, and they actually came and they looked at the place and they loved it, and they also were looking for quick access into the city, although they didn't want to spend the dollars that was necessary to be in the city. And so we consummated the deal with them. And to celebrate that deal, we decided to take them out to dinner down in Market Square at the 1902 Tavern. And so we went there, had a really nice fish meal there, and we had a celebration. And when we came back from lunch and we were heading back to Bellevue, there was a sign over the Jack's Run Bridge. Bridge closed. They closed the bridge on us. And so it was what was so accessible to us was no longer as accessible as it once were. There were other bridges that we could go to get to where we needed to go. But the people that were buying our building, they said, we're going to have to nix this deal because it's going to take too long to get the access that we need, and we're going to have to find another place. And it had not even been 72 hours, so they were allowed to just nix that deal. And there were signs that were up that said, bridge closed. Michael Baker Engineering had come out and inspected the bridge while we were at lunch, and they shut it down right then and there. And Dick Corporation got a contract to build this bridge back, and it was on a fast-track basis. 11 months it was going to take them to build this bridge back. But first they had to get rid of the other bridge. They had to tear that bridge down. And so they decided they would implode that bridge. It was a concrete span. It had a big double arches, 720-foot span. And the signs of that bridge coming down were all the workers that were on top of that bridge and doing all the preparations that were necessary for that bridge to come down. And it took them a long time to build this bridge. But they said that they were going to take this bridge down in a single day, in fact, seconds. You know, that's what Jesus was saying about that temple in Jerusalem. He said, this temple can be torn down, and in 3 days I'll build it back up. Well, here we are in Bellevue, and we're waiting for this bridge to be prepared and ready for the implosion day. And the people from Dick Corporation, who were in charge of the whole project, they were on the Liberty Bell out in the river, and they had the button for the implosion. And we decided to close our business for the day because we were so close to the bridge, we didn't want to have any kind of catastrophe. But we went across the river towards our manufacturing plant, and we were on the shore of the Ohio River looking at the Jack's Run Bridge. And the bridge was supposed to be blown up in the morning, but there was a huge inversion layer. There was these thick clouds over the bridge, and so they had to cancel the thing for several hours. And finally, after the clouds cleared, they were ready to implode the bridge. And so they gave a sign, a warning, that this was going to come down. And what you heard was this air horn, like, ah, ah. It was piercing. Well, when that sound came, there were these pigeons that were under the bridge, and they just started swelling all up over the place. Michael Baker Engineering and Dick Corporation had gone below the bridge because there were homeless people that lived there. And they made sure that there were no one residing there at the time the bridge was going to be imploded. They had also set the charges, 1,635 pounds of charges, so that the bridge would fall toward the river and not towards houses that were on the other side in the valley. Although some of the debris did land on the railroad tracks between the bridge and the railroad. So they gave the all clear warning. The sound came out, and we're on the other side of the river waiting to hear the sound of the implosion. Only we didn't hear a sound. What we felt was a concussion. And we actually saw the bridge coming down before we felt the concussion. It was so strange. And then we heard the sound. So it was like sight, felt the sound, the concussion, and then the sound. It was so strange. It was surreal. But that bridge came down in seconds. It was no more. Jesus is telling the Jews that said, show us a sign. Give us a sign. Give us a warning. So show us where you have this authority to do this. And Jesus tells them, tear this temple down, and in 3 days, I'll build it back up again. They're thinking he's talking about the temple that took them 46 years to build. How can you build this thing back? And it took us 46 years to build this temple. But Jesus was talking about his own body. He was talking about him as the temple of God. After all, he is God in the flesh. And so he is the temple of God. By the way, after Jesus died and was resurrected and we have baptisms and we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, you too, all of us together, are a temple of God. We're the body of Christ. And so Jesus says, tear this temple down and in 3 days I will rebuild it. And what he was saying to them was, you had this temple as a bridge to God. You had this temple as a way to get to God. You had this temple as a way to have sacrifice. You had this temple so that you could know who God is. And you don't need this temple anymore. Because I am your temple. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And no one gets to the Father but through me. The bridge is that. It's the cross that spans the chasm between sin and death and eternal life. And Jesus is the sacrificial lamb. And he's telling them in so many ways, he's told them all along the journey what was going to take place, what was going to transpire. And finally, he would go to the cross, and that would become the bridge. 70 years after this, the temple in Jerusalem did fall down. It came to completion. But when Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, he says, it is finished. No more sacrifice is necessary. The ultimate sacrifice was complete. That's the bridge. That's the way. That's the truth. And that's the life that we need to know. And as we live our lives to Christ, he indwells us with his own spirit. And he allows us to access the Holy of Holies, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God's grace is totally available to us as his followers. Does that sound like a good thing? It is a good thing. Let us pray. God of grace, God of glory, God of promises, and God of promises kept. No greater promise was ever kept than the promise of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. We're reminded that when Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, he said to Isaac, God will provide. And God did provide. And he provided a ram in the thicket at that time. But that was just a foreshadowing of what he actually did, and that was to provide his own son, as Abraham was asked to do. And that is the sacrifice by which we all come to know and to love and to be a part of your certain victory and your certain family. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the gift of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the cross. We thank you for the gift of your own Holy Spirit. And we pray, O Lord, that you would indwell us richly so that all those that know us will know that our God truly is God, all to your glory. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray these things. Amen. In a few moments, we're going to share communion with one another. And the ushers will come through the aisles. They'll serve you individually. We won't be passing plates. They'll have masks on and gloves on, and they'll give you the communion elements with tongs, and also when we have the cup will be presented to you to receive. So there'll be no passing it through the aisles because of COVID. So we found a way to celebrate our communion together. But hear these words. While we were yet in our sins, while we were planning to sin, Jesus died for us. And that proves his love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Praise be to God. Lord, we aren't worthy. But you yourself make us worthy. By your broken body and your shed blood, we are made whole. We are given new life in the Spirit. and we are enabled to do godly things in our lives. Enable us to go out in your grace and share your good news to all the world. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray these things. Amen. Our final hymn this morning is God of Grace and God of Glory.
Save us.